It's just Marino Arab, Shlita. Thank you, Howard. I thought I'd choose a slightly different type of topic for a change. It might not appear like halakha l'maisa, but some things might come out of it which are. It's this curiosity about what will happen in the times to come, in the distant future. Not just the future, but the distant future, because we're talking not simply about the days of the Mashiach, but about the days of Tchias HaMesim. Possibly. And my interest in the subject started when I was looking at a sefer called Otsa Vikuchim, edited by Eisenstein in the 1920s, which is a collection of disputations between Rabbonim and other religions, particularly the Christian religion. And there's there a vikuach, which is a dialogue between a Rav Yitzchok Lopez in Marseille, who wrote a sefer on the subject in 1695, and a Christian priest. So we're not going to discuss Christianity today, but from the discussion which took place, what does the Christian argue? He says to the Rav, he says, look, you accuse me and my religion of doing away with various laws from the Torah. Your own scriptures demonstrate that there will be laws which change, or that there will be laws which are done away with. And to give examples, he quotes a medrash which comes from Yalkut in Mishlei, which says, Osidin kolamodos libotel, in future all the Yom Tovim will be done away with. Chutz mipurim, the Yom HaKippurim, except for Purim and Yom Kippur. He quotes that. He quotes also the idea that the chazir, the pig, will eventually be allowed. The svara is that the word chazir means return. It will return to a kosher state because its feet are already split hooves, but it won't chew the cud until later. And when it does, then it will be a kosher animal. He also quotes a medrash which says that in the future, kol ha-karbonus betelim, the karbonus won't be done anymore, except for the karbon todah. And those arguments he uses to justify the fact that Christianity has done away with various laws. He answers him and says, what you say is totally wrong. The Torah is for all time. Nothing can change in the Torah. One letter of the Torah may not be changed. What does it mean? As far as the Moados are concerned, he says that when there is the time of the Mashiach, and there will be very great miracles happening, miracles which are so great that they will look like the Yetzias Mitzrayim miracles will be like nothing. They'll be put into the background. They'll almost be forgotten about, because the miracles of the times of the Mashiach will be much, much greater. So the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim will look like child's play. And when we will be celebrating Yom Tovim in the distant future, we will be celebrating those miracles which took place at the time of the Mashiach. And Yetzias Mitzrayim will go into the background. Whereas Purim will always be a time of rejoicing, of overcoming the enemy, and it's a time of Kimu v'Kiblu, where we accepted the Torah willingly. And Yom HaKippurim will also still exist, as you may Slicha v'Chapora, to say sorry for our sins. As far as the Chazir is concerned, we'll come back to that, because there are a few Mepharshim. But the general consensus is that it means that at the moment we don't know the reason for why the Chazir is not kosher, but in the future we will understand the reason. But there are a number of other explanations. Can you imagine going to a Kedusha catered simcha where pork pies are being served? Impossible, he says.
The
dance.
The dance. In the portion of the Torah, why it's not kosher? Because it only got one sign and not two.
Yes. So the idea there is that in the future it will develop a symptom of chewing the cud, and therefore, as a result of that, it will be kosher. But we'll come back to that, because there are a few things written about the chazir. Then it won't be the same animal. Well, that's right, I'm coming to that. And then on the karbonos, he says, And on the Karbonos he says that in the distant future there will be no sin, there will be no hate. The question is the Yetzer Hara going to be done away with? But there will be no sin, and therefore the Korban Todah, thanksgiving, will still continue, but the other Karbonos, which are because of sins, will not have to function. Yes?
If there is no hate, why is Yom Kippur still in existence?
Right. Well, there seems to be a number of phases. And that is, at the time of the Mashiach, Rishonim have a bit of a dispute about what will happen, but the general consensus is the Rambam's, which is that there will be very different, very little difference between now and then, except for Shibud Malchus. We will no longer be subservient to Her Majesty the Queen. We won't have to pay tax to the Inn of Revenue in London. What will happen is there will be peace in the world, and the other nations will respect us and try and help us. And they'll carry us on our on their wings, it says to Eretz Yisrael, presumably that means in jumbo jets. And there will be peace. U'mol ha'aretz daya, and the land will be filled with knowledge. And otherwise, everything will carry on the same as before, and people will still have the Yetzer Hara. But later on, much, much time after, in the distant future, bizman tachias ha'meisim, then that is the question. Will there then be sin? That's what we're going to come to by looking now at one or two Gemaras. So you've got in front of you two Gemaras. Can we deal with the second one first? The second page you've got is Gemara Nida. It's Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. And we're looking at the end of the third line. Tana Rabbanon. Be'eged she'ovad bo'kilayim. An item of clothing in which you have had kilayim, or it's lost, the kilayim is lost inside it, but you know it's somewhere there. Harez Elohim Karenu Lo Bekechovim. You may not sell it to a non-Jew, an idolater. Why? Because he might afterwards then sell it on to a Jew, and you don't want to be the cause of a Jew wearing shatnas. V'lo yaseinu midas lachamer. You may not make this kilayim into a saddle for a donkey. But what you can do with your shatnas is make shrouds, tachrichim, for the dead. Rav Yosef says, Zos omeres mitzvos betelos la'osid lovo. In the distant future, the mitzvahs will no longer exist. Why does he say that? Because if you bury somebody with shrouds made of shatnas, then when Tachiyas HaMeisim comes and this fellow gets up from out of his grave, he'll be alive again. And he'll be wearing shatnas. Well, you can't do that to cause him to wear shatnas. So if you are allowed to bury him wearing shatnas, then surely it's because, la'osid lavo, there will not be any mitzvahs. And therefore, it doesn't matter if you bury him wearing shatnas. That is his view. Mitzvahs betelos la'osid lavo. And this is indeed the view of most Rishonim, that mitzvahs betelos la'osid lavo. There will not be any mitzvahs. Omale Abayos, Abayos et tim v'itema rab dimi, v'oma rabbi mani, v'oma rabbi yanai. So what do they say? Lo shon elo nasofta. There's a bit of a machlokis here. We learnt that you may bury, that you may put the tachrichim on the dead in order to do the hesped of a lakovra also. But to bury him with shrouds, which are shatnas, you may not do, because, according to their view, Rabbi Yanai, there will be mitzvahs la'asid lavo, and the fellow will get up out of his grave into Tachiyas HaMeisim, and he'll be wearing shatnas. So their argument is, no, even to bury him is allowed. Rabbi Yochanan the Talmei, and Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reason. Don Rabbi Yochanan, my dichsiv, what does it mean by it's written in Tehillim, the meisim chofshi, the dead become free. Kiven shemeis odom naase chofshi mina mitzvahs. Since a person has died, he is no longer duty bound to keep the mitzvahs. It's a question which arises with Yechezkel, with the dry bones. If one brings people to life, are they chayav mitzvahs? Do we say that dead people, once they're dead, are always have a din of being dead, namely they never have to keep mitzvahs, even if they become alive again? Or do we say, no, once they become alive again, then they have to keep the mitzvahs again? Those are the questions which come out from this Gemara.
What are the situation? You then go into the base of Gemara, selecting the instances down the way, because you don't want to carry the good out of dead people that you're doing this and they can't.
Yes, very relevant. Loic LaRoche comes up in this. It's the idea that we don't want to make tsar, any feeling of badness for the dead people who are not able to wear tzitzis, who are not able to learn Torah, so you don't learn Torah in the base kavaros. But it's not the same issue, and that's a sideline issue which I wasn't intending to touch on. Let's go over to the other Gemara in Gemara Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah, Nun Beis Amud Aleph, which really started on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, which talks about the changes made to the architectural layout to the Beis HaMikdash because of the improper behavior which was going on between men and women. And not only was there the idea of separating the women from the men, but even to make a gallery so that they are completely separate. And this is what the Gemara starts talking about. And there is a smach which the Gemara uses to justify this change by quoting the pasuk from Zechariah. So that's the very top of the page, the Softa Oretz, and this is when we're talking about in the Nevuah of Zechariah about the Mashiach ben Yosef who would be killed in the Milchemes Gog u'Magog. The Softa Oretz said there will be hesped eulogies, mishpachos levad, according to individual families, mishpachas beis David levad, and the women separately. So that is to justify the separation from men and women. Says the Gemara, Omru v'halo tvorim kal v'chomer. Isn't there a kal v'chomer here? An obvious argument. Umala osid lovo, she'oskin behesped, v'ein yeitzar asher leipohem. In the distant future, when we will have a hesped, people will not have the yeitzar hara conquering them. That's the key phrase. Omra Torah Anoshim Levad V'Noshim Levad. We're talking about separating men and women. Achshav, nowadays, She'osukim B'Simcha, when we are involved in rejoicing at the Beis HaMikdosh, the Yetzer HaSholeh Ben, and we do have a Yetzer Hara which is overpowering on us. Alachas Kama V'Chama, all the more so, there should be some division between the men and the women. So the question is, in the distant future, there's not even a Yetzer Hara Sholeh Bahem, and we're still separating the men and the women. So my Vidutei, the Gemara is struggling here. So what's the cause of all this? What happened with this Hesped? Pelige Barabi Dosov Rabbonon. Chad Omar Al Mashiach Ben Yosef Shenerach. One holds that this is a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef who'll be killed, which is what Rashi says at the very top of the page. But there's another opinion, al yetzer hara shenerag. It's the yetzer hara which will be killed. Asks the Gemara, Bishlam olamanda omar, al Mashiach ben Yosef. It's all very well that we're going to have a hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag, who dies. Hainu dechsiv. Well, there are two different ones. One comes after the other. And it seems that Mashiach ben Yosef comes first to wage the war. And then comes Mashiach ben David. Ben David, who is the royalty who reigns supreme after that. So it says in the Pasuk there in Zechariah, Bibito Eli, Es Asher Dokri Vesoft Olav, Saped Al HaYochid. So they'll look on thee because they thrust him through, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for one's only son. Okay, Elamanda Omar Yetzer Hara Shenerag. That's what you said, okay, if Mashiach ben Yosef dies, we can have Hesped. But if the Yetzer Hara is killed, Hayes Beit Avoy, what do you need a Hesped for? Are we going to cry when the Yetzer Hara dies? Well, surely, Simcha Boy Lemevat will be rejoicing, says the Gemara. Amai Bochu, why should there be any crying? Kedadorash Rabbi Yehuda, a famous piece of Musa now, which the Rosh Yeshiva like to quote, La'osid lovel in the distant future, Meviach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzer Hara, V'shokta b'fnei HaTzadikim, Hashem will bring the Yetzer Hara and will shecht it in front of the righteous people, or b'fnei HaRishoyim, and also in front of the wicked. Sadiqim nidmalam hargavah. When the Sadiqim look at this Yetzer Hara, it will look like a huge mountain, impossible to climb. Rishoyim nidmalam kechut hasara. But when the Rishoyim look at this Yetzer Hara, it will look like a slim, narrow thread. Halonu bochim, halonu bochim. Both of them will be crying. Tzadikim bochim v'arim ha'yichim chalonu lichbosh. How gavah kuzeh? The tzadikim will cry because they'll say, how on earth did we manage to overcome such a high mountain? Rishoyim bochim v'arim ha'yichim chalonu lichbosh v'schut hasara zeh. And the wicked will cry saying, how is it that we just never managed to overcome this simple, flimsy thread? And even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting with them amazed. Shenam, as it says, Kam Hashem Tzavokos Kipolim Einai Sheiris Om Hazeh Ayom HaMohein Gam Einai. If it be marvellous in the eyes of the remnant of the people in those days, it shall also be marvellous in my eyes. So there's a lot of Musa in that piece of Gemara, which is to say that the Yetzirah is really easy to overcome. Sorry. But the Tzadikim will be rewarded by showing them that what they did was magnificent, and the Rishoyim, what they did was that they could have just tried a little bit harder and they would have managed to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So if the Yetzer Hara is going to be killed, and there won't be a Yetzer Hara anymore, there is still a question on this Gemara. Why do we need the separation between men and women? Alright, there are different views here, Mashiach Ben Yosef, Yetzer Hara, but if the Yetzer Hara is killed, then why do you need to separate the men and women if there's no more Yetzer Hara? The question is asked by the Tshuva Saharos Nosan, Rabbi Stetner, in Chelek Aleph. And he says, well really, there are two concepts to the Yetzer Hara. We have nowadays a lust, something which is so overpowering, and here the expression is sholet bohem. But there will still be some sort of bechira afterwards, even though it will be a lesser form of Yetzer Hara. That's his view. And it does tie up a lot with the Ramban, in the Sefer Devarim on Umal Hashem Elokecho Es Levavacho, who talks about that there will be a different kind of bechira, a different kind of free will, but there won't be this taiva, the lust, which might be found nowadays. But then later on, Yispatel Yitzro Bismano Lagamrei, when there's the Zman of Tchias HaMesim, there won't be any Yetzer Hara at all. That ties in with Arayus opinions, who hold, well, of course, because the people are dead. At the time of Tchias HaMesim, even when they become alive again, they still have the din of being dead. If they still have a din of being dead, the Mesim Choshi, obviously they won't have a Yetzer Hara. Let's come back to the idea of the Chazir. The pig. So, there's a Chazir, you're told, has Chazafisa, to use the expression in Yiddish. Somebody who comes along and tries to sell you a second-hand car, which has lots of faults with it, but he shows how wonderful it is described by Yiddish speakers as having chazafisel, because the pig waves its feet in the air saying, look, I'm kosher, I split my hoof, but the pig doesn't chew the cud. So the Medrash says, why is it called the chazir? It will be brought back to us. So what does this mean? Various opinions have different girsas. The Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Ritva, said it will be brought back to us, the Osid Lolo. But the Radvaz writes, Sh'osei HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'chzir li Yisroel. He will give it to Yisroel. Chelek Beis Totov Kavches. And the Chasam Soveig goes one step further. He says in Parshas Shemini, Shechozel la'tira la'osid lavo. The pig will become allowed. And so says the Yavatz in the Perek Shira, Sh'osei HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'chzir lanu ula hatiro, to allow the pig. Says the Ar HaChaim HaKadosh, it's a tonight. He says the condition is that the Torah says if an animal chews the cud and parts the hoof, then it's kosher. And if it doesn't do both, then it's not kosher. Since in the future it will chew the cud, then it will be kosher. It's difficult. There is a question asked by the Chasam Sofer on this. Because if it will be kosher afterwards, then surely now its status is like a dovah sheish lematiria, something which is forbidden but will be allowed afterwards, like beitza shenel de biyontov. If an egg laid on yontov is mixed up with 1,000 other eggs, it all becomes osur. So surely the same strict din should apply with a pig if you say eventually it will be allowed. His answer is, well, no, it's in your lifetime that the eggs will all become kosher. It might not be in your lifetime, but it's the distant future when the pig might become allowed. the Derech Sod, the mystics, say it doesn't mean that the pig will become kosher. It means that at the moment there is a sar, some sort of demon or angel, which represents the accusers, and there's those which represent those who are the defense counsel, the prosecutors and the defense. Ketega Nasasanega. So afterwards, the Chazriel, it will be called, will be sticking up for us, as it were. Something mystical. Says the Pardes Yosef, it means something completely different. Hashem always strikes for us a balance between what we can do and what we can't do. And what it means is that in the future, we will be given a fish called the Shivuto, and this fish will taste exactly like the Chazir. And it will be a kosher fish, but you will never be allowed to eat the Chazir itself. However, there was some years ago something in the news about a pig or some kind of animal which is related to the pig family, which seems to show the symptoms of chewing the cud and parting the hoof. Babi Russo was one name given to it, and it was found in Indochina, and they were saying that this pig, so to speak, does chew the cud and part the hoof. And maybe this is the pig which is spoken about for the future. The truth is that this is nothing new, because the Malbim writes in Vayikra Yudalef Ein Gimel about some animal amongst the pig family called Tiaso, and it appears as though it's chewing the cud. He says it will be found in the hot parts of South America, and it gives the symptoms of being kosher. However, says the Sefer Torah L'Das, the problem with this is that it's got teeth in its upper jaw, and just like the chazir has. And we know from the Gemara in Chulin and Tess that those animals which chew the cud do not have teeth in their upper jaw. So there's a question about whether there is such a thing as a kosher pig. All right, in practice it doesn't affect us particularly. But going back to our Gemara in Nidah, which we said, mitzvahs v'teilos la'os lovo, does it really mean that? So the Ivat and the Orach Raner discuss this Gemara, and they say it applies to after Tchiyas HaMetim. After this resurrection of the dead, and we're not just talking about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, at that stage, there will be Tchiyas HaMetim, and we know Tchiyas HaMetim is Min HaTorah, because it says you'll be giving your Truma to Aaron HaKohen. And Aaron HaKohen, he's not around now, but he'll be back. He'll be back very soon. Ah, if mitzvahs are b'teilos la'asid lovo, why do you have to give your truma to Aaron HaKohen? Answers Rav Elchanan Wasserman in his Sefer Kovat Shurim Chelek Beis Kaftes. He discusses this whole subject. He says, really, there will be two stages. Moshe and Aaron will come back earlier than everybody else. Or Moshe, Aaron, and the tzaddikim will come back earlier than everybody else. And later on, all the others come back. So when we're still doing the mitzvahs and the Beis HaMikdash, we'll have Moshe and Aaron and the Tzaddikim. Which brings to us another question. Because then, what about that shatnas we spoke about earlier? Because at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there will still be mitzvahs. And if there will still be mitzvahs, and there will not be a proper Tchiyas HaMesim, how can we bury nowadays Tzaddikim with shatnas? I haven't found the answer to that question. Mitzat Svara, if those Tzaddikim are getting up when there's still the Chorim mitzvahs, and we're holding that people who were dead who come back to life have to keep the mitzvahs, then they'll just have to take it off. But the Kovetz Yerim says there will be two kinds of Tchiyas HaMeisim and two ideas behind it. One idea is that Tchiyas HaMeisim is an idea which is from the Torah, and we learn it from HaSinai. And the other idea is that even if these dead people are revived, they will still be potter from the mitzvahs. I don't know if you're going to ask me any questions on this. I will not have the foggiest idea how to answer them.
You mean to come back as a good or just a little show?
As a goof.
As a goof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that we'll have bodies like Adam HaRishon had. So it must be remarkable. There is another opinion which is brought on the Rashba, on the Ein Yaakov at the end of Brochus. And he says, there's no need for any machlokes like we have in the Gemara in Nidah. Because the view, the person, the rabbi who holds that there will be mitzvahs la'asid lavo, yes, there will be mitzvahs la'asid lavo, but there won't be the chiv to keep them. It will be Mitzuva. Now it's Mitzuva Va'osa, and then it will be Eino Mitzuva Va'osa. We will be doing mitzvahs, but we won't be commanded to them. So the way he says it will be like children. Children who keep mitzvahs, but they don't necessarily get the reward. Ah, you can argue with children that eventually they will get a reward in your training them for the future. Whereas there, it won't be a case of training for the future. So the conclusion given in the Ksav Sofer, who writes on this, is that there will be no more Yetzara, like we said in our Gemara. The Yetzara will be killed. If the Yetzara will be killed, how can you get a schar for keeping mitzvahs? You will keep the mitzvahs, but you can't get a reward for them. You can't get a reward for them because you don't have a Yetzara, you don't have temptations anymore. You will keep them simply because of Devekus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you will want to be close to Hashem, and so you will keep them, and all that are always so as a zikaron as what happened in the past. But not that there will be the same sechar anymore. That will not be possible. There are other midrashim which talk about what might be done away with in the future. We spoke about the Moadim. There's also something in the Yerushalmi and the Gila Perek Aleph that in the future Nevi'im and Kesuvim will be done away with, but the Chamishu Sarah will stay. Why? Because the Nevi'im and Kesuvim are really there for the Musa, to tell us to be good, and then we will be good in any case, so there won't be a need for them. But Chas V'Shalom, that anybody should say that they can nowadays do away with any particular part of Torah or Nevi'im or Kesuvim or Halacha or Maisa. There is another thing we should say in reflection, and that is this. A lot of what I've said is from Agoda, not from Halacha. Medrash. And sometimes when Chazal said something in the Medrash, it wasn't meant to be taken completely literally. It was meant to be given as an idea. Sometimes Chazal even might have exaggerated something deliberately in order to illustrate an idea. Even the Torah itself sometimes makes certain expressions, like Orim Gadolos and Tzuras Lashamoyim. Cities, great fortified cities, up to the heavens. An expression which is not meant to be literal. But we have to be careful, because in the Halacha, it is literal. We can't paskin from Agadatah. Anyway, the subject is fascinating. What's the conclusion we can draw from all this? It's that the best conclusion we can draw from this rather perplexing subject is simply this. In the future, we don't have a Yetzirah. We might keep mitzvahs, but we won't get the same schar. Why? Because we won't have nisyonos. We won't have temptation. Nowadays, we've still got the Yetzirah, an overpowering Yetzirah, sholet bohem. That is the time when we get the greatest schar. We should try and appreciate the time that we have now, when we do have a Yetzirah. We shouldn't be crying if the Yetzirah goes away. We should be rejoicing. On the other hand, if the Yetzirah goes away, we don't get schar for our mitzvahs anymore. So therefore we want the Yetzirah, and we simply want to overpower him. And v'imei nachshav, eim osai. Now is the time to do what we have to do, because bizman tchiyas hameisim, we won't have that same opportunity and potential like we have nowadays. Hence the beauty of our lives today, when we do have nisyonos, but we should be able to overcome them. Thank you.
I know that's stepping
There won't be any in, but there will be most of us in these. Most of that consensus.
So there's still big stuff.
Yeah.
There is, in fact, in Machlokes whether it might just apply to mitzvah sase and not mitzvah lo sase. The Stechemet says that the mitzvah lo sase won't happen, but the ase will continue.
Rabbi Eli.